So when I say give a full answer, I mean in the first section, when they ask you some questions about you, about your family, about your background. If they say, for example, where are you from? Don't just say Tokyo, because that's just a one-word answer. Try as much as possible to give sentences, give full sentences, right? Full answer, so that you can show when you use the full sentence that you know grammar, you know vocabulary, and all of these other things. So instead of saying just Tokyo, say, I'm from Tokyo, the capital of Japan. Or, I'm from the capital of Japan, Tokyo. Now, you've given a lot more information. So obviously, you'd get much more marks if you kept doing that throughout, right? Give full answers using sentences, not just words. Next, be polite. What we mean by that? For example, if the examiner asks you something and you didn't understand, it's okay. Just ask for the explanation in a polite way. Don't just say what, or sorry, say, excuse me, could you please repeat that? Because that's also using English, and that's what they want to know. Can you use English? And by being polite, you're not just showing that you know the language, but also that you know the culture of the language, which is being polite. Okay, so remember to do that. Next, maintain good posture. Why do I put that? Nobody's filming you, right? So why do you have to maintain good posture? Because your posture actually affects your the way you speak, affects your confidence, the confidence with which you speak. It affects the way your voice is projected. So you want to make sure that you don't, for example, lean on your hand when you're speaking or anything like that, okay?